Good evening, this is Awane Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 8th June 2021. Top stories for today. Sarawak's Deputy Chief Minister Tan Sri Dr. James Masing said today that the Health Ministry's personnel had started the COVID-19 vaccination for rural residents in Kapit when they turned up at the vaccination centre without prior registration yesterday. He said the approach of injection first, registration later is the most practical solution to expedite the process of mass vaccination. Finance Minister Dato Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz earlier today said under the Geran Khas Prihatin, a total of 5.8 billion ringgit has been and will be channeled to nearly 1 million micro, small and medium enterprises, especially those affected by the implementation of the movement control order. He said that this is to ensure the continuity of their business, especially in managing their cash flow. To assist the frontliners at the vaccine administering centres, PPV, across the country, Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia Youth targets about 5,000 of its members to participate in the 100-hour voluntary service mission, which began yesterday. The wing's chief, Wan Ahmad Faizal, said so far, 3,000 volunteers have been mobilised, with each of them being given a daily allowance of 50 ringgit to help manage and supervise the vaccination process at each of the PPV. On the international front, the FBI and Australian police hatched a bold plan to trick underworld figures into communicating via an encrypted app, AN0M, designed by police. The app was used by organized crime gangs around the world to plan executions, mass drug importations, and money laundering. More than 9,000 law enforcement officers are involved across 18 countries. About 224 members of Australia's mafia and underworld figures have been charged in the nation's largest ever crime sting, with simultaneous arrests taking place in Europe and the United States. New Zealand police said they detained 35 people, including top members of criminal gangs. The Australian police said more arrests were also expected to be announced around the world. At least 63 people were killed yesterday when a high-speed passenger train collided through carriages of another express that had derailed minutes earlier near Pakistan's Daharki in Sindh province. Pakistani engineers today combed the mangled wreckage of two trains that collided in a remote farming region, highlighting huge safety problems on the nation's dilapidated rail network. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.